Hi, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi, I'm Michael at MMA Legal. It's James, mate.
I'm waiting for this. I've just been trying to speak to this Edward McGuigan, talking to him, and his phone went there.
Right.
And I rang him back. And
right.
Then you rang him. So I think he's trying to ring me back. Oh, now. Have you got someone on the line? Is he? Let's do that one.
It's Colin Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I've just removed the OPOA, uploaded it with a doctor's letter from the 26th of February, I think it is. Let's have a quick look.
Okay. Because I'm just declaring this client.
All those six. No problem.
Mr. Shecks. Colin Light, right. Gorham, 43. Yep. Have I just been on this one?
Don't think so. He's got throat cancer. His daughter's with him,
yes.
Nicola Wright. I put it in the key info. Now, in regards to the terminal illness side of things, do we have to put on there if he's got throat cancer?
I'll speak to
Matt. Not sure
Matt.
If he's terminal, I think they're treating it.
Yeah. I'll speak to Matt.
Not put it on there, just in case.
Okay.
Is that all right, mate? Yeah?
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
His daughter's on the line, Nicola, but Colin's next to him. He's just, because
okay.
He's got throat cancer, he can hardly speak, mate.
No,
popping through. Top one, Mike.
Thanks, James.
Cheers, bud.
Hi, Nicola and Colin.
Hi,
Nicola. How are you?
Yes, fine.
Fantastic. I believe your dad's got some issues with his throat, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, Nicola. Just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, Nicola. It's my role today to get to know your dad. Your dad's case.
Yeah.
And it's my job to then go out and get the evidence to support your dad.
Yeah.
So it's not so much about the time and care. Obviously, you know, your dad's been through that with our customer care team.
Yeah.
My role is more to understand how the trauma your dad faced in care, how that's had a lasting effect on him throughout his adult life.
Yeah.
So whether that be anxiety, PTSD, depression, any sort of alcohol or drug issues, and I'll write to those local or those relevant authorities, Nicola.
Yeah.
I'll gather that evidence for him. Just so we can provide Scottish Redress an overall picture, an accurate picture of not just only his time and care, but also, you know, what's happened. He needs a voice, strangely enough. You know. Obviously, your dad's suffering with a soap, but he needs to be represented and represented in the best way possible, and this is how we do it. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll ask you the questions, and if you need to ask your dad, then relay it to me, then that's totally fine. It'll take as long as you'd need on this.
Yeah.
Okay. So some of the questions that I'm going to ask your dad are tough, so I apologise to both of you profusely in advance. I am so sorry. I have to answer these questions, albeit I wouldn't be doing my job for you, Dad, if I didn't. So, that being said, has your dad ever suffered with any sort of anxiety or depression, Nicola?
He's suffered from anxiety, depression, his mental health, to numerous suicide attempts over the years.
Now, that was one of the questions I definitely wasn't looking forward to asking you as a daughter.
You've always suffered.
If at any point, Nicola, this call gets a bit too much, just let me know and we'll rearrange it.
Yeah.
And I understand that how hurtful this is. When your dad tried to take his own life, did that and any of them attempts end up in hospitalisation?
Yeah, ended up in a psychiatric ward, didn't you? When we were away at Kilmarnock. He ended up in a section.
Okay, mental health. Okay, the reason why I asked that question is obviously I write to those authorities as well as the GP.
Yeah.
And I can gather all that information for him. But obviously his GP is aware that he sees a psychiatrist, or does he still see a psychiatrist?
He's had them numerous times over the years. Even last year there was one coming out to the house, he has always, the doctor's always put them in touch with.
Okay. Is she that okay?
He's saying, like, when they refer them, it just opens everything back up for them. It's, he ends up stopping working with them and that, and then just, like, the doctor will re-refer them, and when his mental health gets bad, and...
Yeah, it's a vicious circle, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I don't know if I care to refer. Are they referrals through his GP?
Yeah, through his GP.
So what I'm going to do, Nicola, I'm going to take your dad's GP's details. I'm going to take any details that you have from the psychiatric hospital he was in, and I'm going to go and write through those authorities on your dad's behalf, as well as obviously the social services and the education authorities of the children's home he was in. So can I take your dad's GP details, please?
It's Rutland Surgery, RUTLAND Surgery, and it's in Govan Road, Glasgow.
Okay. Glasgow. And the psychiatric hospital that your dad was in?
That you were in, Dad. He was a vain woman's aid. I don't know. It would be on his GP file.
Okay, if it's on there, don't worry, don't stress you that.
I need a little member, I think it was done at the Southern General. Aye, he had like memory loss when he took the stroke a few years ago, so he finds it hard to like remember stuff, but I remember him being in there like when I was 12.
Okay.
Me and my mum that went to like women's aid, and he had a suicide attempt, and he was in like a psychiatric.
Yeah, you know? I'm so sorry. You've had to go through that as a family, I'm so sorry. So what I do see, Nicola, a lot is obviously, you know, a lot of these survivors of this abuse, you know, end up in really bad
mental. Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's you know, it wasn't your dad's fault that he was put in these type of places either, so.
No.
It's hard for you as a daughter as well, so I am so sorry. Okay, so I'm going to write to the medical institutions. I'm also going to write to the social service and the education authority, as well as National Records Scotland, for your dad's time and care. Does he want me to share that information with you both?
You want him to share that information with you? Aye.
Okay.
You want
it? Yeah, no problem.
Aye. That's what I mean. Never even been able to like read or write like my dad or anything.
Okay.
Never been anything.
What it might do is it might go a little way of helping your dad, you know, piece some pieces of a puzzle together. You know, hopefully anyway. So what I'll do, Nicola, I'll go through all this with both yourself and your dad when I get all the information back from his time and care. We'll go through it together, make sure your dad's happy with everything we've got. We haven't missed anything out.
Yeah.
All of his statements are as your dad would, you know, write them, make sure that he's happy. If any of your family members want to write some form of, like, impact statement, you're very welcome to, of, you know, seeing your dad, you know, through his struggling through his mental health issues, then I'll do that with you as well. What we'll then do is then go back and attach all of his medical records, his, you know, his GP records, any sort of psychiatric records we get, attach that to your dad's case, and then we'll do what's called our final submission, Nicola, to the Scottish Redress team. Obviously then we'll wait for what's called a panel date, and that's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no drama. Your dad doesn't need to turn up or attend. And we'll be notified of the outcome by email and a letter. Yeah. Hopefully that'll go some way of getting your dad some recognition of what's happened to your dad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also some financial compensation. Hopefully that'll help as well. But it's not gonna fix anything, to be fair.
No, I know. Yeah.
Is that okay, Nicola? Do you understand?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, not really. No.
Okay. I just obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Nicola, I need to make sure that you and your dad in particular understand our fees and what options are out there available to your dad before we start, you know, gathering the evidence for him. So your dad can actually apply to the Scottish Redress himself. He doesn't need a law firm to do that, but obviously that would entail, if your dad wishes to, is gathering his own evidence and submitting his own case. But that's entirely up to your dad. That's an option.
Yeah.
Option two, Nicola, is there are other law firms who out there who will help your dad apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge him any fees. The reason why they do this is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws as part of the government legal fee scheme. I can't legally divulge or go into how the law firms have worked for your dad, but probably more importantly, what they don't do or won't do for your dad.
Also,
I can tell you both is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
We enter into a private fee agreement with your dad under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Yeah.
What that means is, obviously, we win together and we lose together, and it's on us as a law firm to go out and give your dad the best chance of getting the most amount of compensation and recognition.
Yeah.
Because our fates are tied, basically. Our fees, Nicola, are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Yeah.
So your dad will never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time and effort goes into his case.
Uh-huh.
On the flip side of that, and probably more importantly, Nicola, if we are unsuccessful in obtaining your dad any compensation, we will never come looking for our fees from your dad. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, and because your dad's been through such emotional and hardship throughout his life, we will never put any financial hardship onto your dad. So it is a genuine no win, no fee process. Is that okay, Nicola?
Yes, I understand that. Yeah,
Do you and your dad understand those three options?
Yes.
Okay. Are you both happy for me to continue?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know, Nicola, your dad has what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is anything up to day 14, from the date he signed any documentation with us, he can rip up the agreement and walk away. Anything after that, obviously, we'll be then working and accruing fees and charges and stuff. If your dad was unaware, we can start the 14-day cooling off period from today, the date of this phone call. Your dad has the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period, and we can obviously get started on your case. That's up to your dad and yourself.
You said that's fine.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period? Okay, perfect.
What
I'll do, Nicola, is I'll write to your dad within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details on. You obviously got James's number now. If you need James for anything, give him a call. Are you happy for me to contact you, Nicola?
Aye, that's fine.
Or your dad? It's up to you. Why you tell me how you want me to work here?
Aye, he's got to phone me to come down and...
So you're happy for me to give you...
That. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll put your details as the contact details, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll contact you, Nicola, within every 3 to 4 weeks, just to let you know how I'm getting on with your case. Where I'm finding success and where I'm struggling. And then between us, I'll walk you and your dad through till the very end.
That's great.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you guys have any questions for me?
No.
Just
No, I
didn't. What did he say?
You just need to think too deep before this gets settled.
Listen, I always end our calls with saying thank you for your bravery, but for you as a daughter, Nicola, I honestly do appreciate how brave you are, and obviously your dad's bravery, it goes without saying. So thank you both very, very much for your time.
Yeah.
And I'll get on and start getting your dad's case together.
That's great. Thanks very much.
No, thank you both. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. How lovely speaking to you, Nicola. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.